events that will lead to changes on the prospect board. Phone call to a client setting a date for a meeting. Meeting with a prospect. Email from a client indicating they are ready to go ahead with a purchase. Indication from a client that they are not interested in your product. Each card should have a date indicating the next appointment or the next action you will be taking. These dates should be stuck to religiously, and updated if any changes occur. Although this may seem somewhat laborious, it allows you to know at any given time what the situation is with a certain client and to access any information that you need. The more conscientious you are when updating information, the less work you will have to do on the spot. Speaking to customers is a lot easier when you are fully up to date on the situation. Updating the information you have also prevents you from chasing dead leads and going over old ground with customers who have already declared an interest. Doing either of these things will frequently lead to a customer becoming frustrated, causing you to need to carry out remedial action if you want to keep control of the sales process, or turning someone who is currently reluctant to become a customer into someone who would rather do business with any of your competitors. Maintaining your prospect board information will ensure that this never needs to be the case. Finally, the prospect board should move smoothly day by day as you look at it. It forms a vital part of the record keeping in any company where sales are a major part of the business, and allows you to maintain information which could be required at short notice. As a way of maintaining information and generating enthusiasm within the sales force, a well-updated sales prospect board is absolutely invaluable to any sales force.